I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, more from our interview with Arthur Schulman. He's compiled a book of words and definitions set forth by Noah Webster in his 1828 American Dictionary of the English Language.
Tell us a little bit about Noah Webster, who he was, and how he came about writing this dictionary.
Well, he did a lot of things. He was a patriot. He was at Yale University when the Revolution broke out, and then he had to leave school for the Revolution. He came back and finished his degree there. After the Revolution, he was an early newspaper man, a columnist, and then he was a Federalist until his death, I think, but certainly early on, defending the Revolution and a great supporter of it.
And as I understand it, he believed that the nation, the new nation, really needed a national language.
That's right. And so he was a considerable educator. In fact, his first books were three books, all part of what he called the Grammatical Institute. And the first one was The Speller, which continued in print until well past 1900. So that book was in print for more than 100 years.
Well, yeah, did he have a problem or an issue? Or all these different spellings he wanted to...
Well, early on, he, like Franklin, was interested in reforming spelling and really making radical changes so that the written language could be read and sound like the spoken language. But I think everybody gave that up as an impossible job after a while. He clung to a few spelling changes that he still hoped to have last in his 1828 dictionary, but by that time he was no longer a spelling crusader.
And what was the product that he produced in 1828?
In 1828, he produced a dictionary of 70,000 words that he had been working on for well over 20 years, actually more like 25 years. And he did that because he felt very strongly that the country needed a dictionary to reflect the language that existed here, which was no longer exactly the same as the language that existed in the home country or England.
Can you give us two or three examples?
Well, I'll give you an example of a word that's changed its meaning. The word empiricism meant, back in Webster's time, the practice of medicine without a medical education, and quackery, what it meant, the pretensions of an ignorant man to medical skill. And now what we mean by empiricism is the attention to the way the world is, recording what we observe.
Evidence?
Yes.
And what's another example?
Well, I can give you examples of things that he didn't catch, for example, because they were too new or they hadn't really come into the language yet. For example, browse, in the sense of skimming through a book, reading passages that catch the eye. That's the way we use browse mostly these days. And in his time, it still meant the literal sense of grazing, as a cow would graze in a field. He had a hard time marketing the book. He was going door to door trying to sell it, and it was an expensive pair of volumes when it came out. The dictionary then went into a second edition that he was largely responsible for, and then it was taken over by the Merriam Company, and so it became Merriam-Webster, and we've had Merriam-Webster with us ever since.
And what does this dictionary tell us about the American character? Who were we as Americans in 1828?
Well, it tells us a lot about Webster's character, because he was a great moralist, and his moralism pervades the definitions throughout the book. You know, he tells us how to behave. He tells us what's right. He tells us that we should educate our children. He tells us that slavery is evil. He tells us all kinds of things, and these things work their way into many, many definitions. He tells us that marriage was instituted by God himself for the purpose of preventing the promiscuous intercourse of the sexes. He will quote from Franklin, from Washington, from John Adams, from the Federalist Papers whenever he can.
Any quotes from women?
No. And what is more striking is that there are no quotes from Jefferson, because he was really on the outs with Jefferson. Jefferson was a deist, and Webster couldn't stand deism. It was a denial of revelation.
Arthur Schulman's book is called Websterisms, a collection of words and definitions set forth by the founding father of American English. For more about Noah Webster, go to voanews.com/wordmaster. And that's Wordmaster for this week. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.